Inside the Drive at 5, PA checking in from Ghana, West Africa, in the maze at the Maze and Right Media Center. Big Rob joined by William Kitchen, who is on the ballot next week running for city council in the city of Muskegon Heights. Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Just fine.
Pretty good. Good. Complaints, no worries.
All right. Let's get right into it, man. You got the win at your back, it looked like, Brother William.
It feels good.
Look, people are posting pics about, you know, who they did they early voting for, and you on the top list.
I can feel the breezes. Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen this many city council endorsements since like Keith Guy ran. No. You have stacked up a lot of endorsements.
I did. I've done the work. one of my things is always we have to be able to extend our hand to people, not just within the community, but outside the community. So it was important for me to show and demonstrate that now early on that I'm willing to go beyond city lines and territorial lines to extend my hand. And so I was able to get the endorsement from our chief prosecutor, DJ Hilson, who rarely does that. Right. As well as the Progressive Women's Democratic Caucus, who they're really excited on collaborating and seeing what I can really bring to the table here in Muskegon Heights.
Well, when you look at your city, what do you think you can do coming in?
The first thing I think I can do is be a genuine person, a decent human being. That goes into saying how we treat one another. First thing that I really want to demonstrate to the public is that I'm accessible. I'm willing to sit down and have those tough conversations with the community to discuss our wins as well as our losses, to be super honest and transparent with them and let them know what the plan is moving forward. So communication is the first and major thing that I believe I'm going to bring to the table. I'm not shy of having conversations. No matter how tough they are and brutal they are with the people, because the people want to know. They've not had access to a lot of information throughout the years, and I would love to be that person that they can put their confidence in to know that they're going to get the truth out of me. No political spins, just raw and authentic truth.
Now, you have a cousin that is currently on the council, and sometimes we've seen with family, the family votes together. And of course, your cousin David has showed that hey, he can vote against family and showing that he can on the school board. Are you going to be like that, or are you going to have your own vote?
Of course. My leadership and my decision-making ability is not predicated on my last name. I like to lean towards what makes the best sense for the interest of the people. Kelly Kitchen is my cousin. I believe she's somebody that does try to put the people's interests first. I believe she's a good person. I believe she has done an exceptional job amongst others. But I'm not just going to vote with you because we share the same last name. I've heard this come up a couple times. But the reality is Kitchens do work well together. We stacked the deck for our basketball team long ago, and they showed out championships back to the city. So I want to bring championships back with the city, with collaborating not just with Kelly Kitchen, but with the rest of the city council members. I believe that we all interconnected and related somehow, some way here in Muskegon Heights. But more importantly, I want to look at each one from the lens of family. We have a tendency to show our family a little bit more love and grace. So I want to be able to extend that to the rest of the council members. Y'all are my family. We are right here in this village of Muskegon Heights trying to do the best that we can for the people. And so when I look at each one through the lens of family, I'm able to extend that extra quality of grace and love to make sure that we all on the same page and we all moving towards the same goal.
Hey, Rob, we're going to the board. If you don't mind, read the comment we got there.
Proud of you, little bro. Wish I had a vote to cast. You got this, though. That was from Will Roberson Sr.
Another big move right there.
Yeah, man. You got some big folks behind you, man. It got to make you feel good. And I know you say you've done the work. This don't happen all the time. A lot of people stay out of politics. You know what I mean? Yeah. Politics could be politics. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you got a lot of folks supporting you.
Yeah. I mean, it does feel good. I've never been the person that does things for accolades and pats on the back, but to receive them, it's validating because I want to speak to the interest of the people. And so when the people steps up to support and just show love and encouragement, man, I love it, man, because these are my people. These are my family. It may not be, you know, related through blood and genetics, but we related through love and we related through the sense of and the urgency of what we need to be bringing and doing in Muskegon Heights. Everybody want to see us win, but not many of us put ourselves in the position to lead that charge. It's a struggle. It's a hardship being in the position of leadership. Heavy is the head of the man who wears the crown. It speaks to leadership. It speaks to anyone that assumes responsibility will come against multiple attacks from multiple different angles. And so a lot of people don't want to withstand that, but I believe that I was crafted and designed to be in this position. I believe that I've culminated enough respect through my work, my actions, and my behaviors to warrant the love and the support that I have been receiving from the people within the community and outside of our community.
Live at William Kitchen, live on social media, Facebook and YouTube, and live Amazing Right Media Center 103.7. Big Rob, what you got? What you got, Big Rob?
You know, the one thing with you, Kitch, is I'm glad you did not let your past actions stop you, or you didn't allow it to get in your way. You know, I remember first meeting you. You came out running, whatever you need, bro, I got you. And you've been there ever since. So I'm very, I know you mean what you say. I'm very impressed with what you've done, because most people in your position would have said, forget it, long time ago. And this is the burden I got to carry, this backpack with me for the rest of my life. You carry your backpack. You don't hide your backpack, and you confront your backpack. So to me, that makes like a great leader. So congratulations on, you know, putting your name in the hat, and win or lose, I know you're still going to be out there doing what you do. So you keep it up. What about our streets? We talking about the streets and the heights, you know, all the time. You know, you ain't going to sit in there and promise people it's going to be solved tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you look at? What is your plan?
Yeah. So the first point is I remember years ago protesting the conditions of our streets before this. I actually really do live in Muskegon Heights. That's not a shot. And so I'm a victim of our streets.
The axles.
Yeah.
Tyrod Ian.
Had a tour of an old Cadillac 97 Cadillac dealing with these streets. So I'm just as concerned about it. My mom called me all the time, like, my minivan not gonna make it in Muskegon Heights. So it directly affects me, not just as a resident, but just watching how a lot of people. Man, I was just over there by Edgewood the other day, mm-hmm. and I was like, man, it just looked like a bomb hit it. Like it's not even drivable. Mm-hmm. But what I've learned in my maturity is there's always processes. To every system, there's a process. And I think they've been remedying and bringing some solutions to how we are fixing our streets. They have some stratagem. And I've been exposed to some of the strategies that they've gone about to get to some of those streets fixed. And the thing is, I can't fix the streets overnight. Man, I wish that I had the power for my people to be like, you know what, abracadabra, tomorrow, streets fixed, but that's not how it goes. Right. The reality is, in a much technical sense, it's about getting the buy-in, not only from your council members, but also putting together plans that may have to use alternative strategies. We have to secure funding. It's a funding issue. To us, it's a streets issue. To leadership, it's a funding issue. And so we have to put together real strategical plans on how we're going to acquire funds and finances to do it. A lot of the road repair is based upon a tax base, but we don't have that as much here in Muskegon Heights. This is why when you drive into different communities and different cities, you automatically know that you're outside of Muskegon Heights. That's because they are generating the revenue in order to fix their roads. Here in Muskegon Heights, we kind of lack in that department, but it's fixable and it's solvable, but we have to do it together.
What about the housing issues we have in Muskegon Heights. I see houses going up left and right, apartment buildings going up left and right in the city of Muskegon where I reside. What can we do to attract more people to Muskegon Heights and say, I mean, you know, Muskegon Heights is safe. Every city has its own, it has its own sets of crimes.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, ain't no city in this world, you know, in my opinion, is without crime, some type of crime. You know, and that's the first thing they want to holler. I don't want to build no house in the Muskegon Heights. They over there, they doing everything under the sun.
Yeah, housing. Sure. Housing is a very urgent. That's such a good question. How it's not only urgent, it's imperative that we put together these plans to start building housing immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
Not the housing that looks like you got to pay an arm and a leg just to be able to provide shelter for you and your family.
Mm-hmm.
We have to really have affordable housing. We have to know the metrics of what the median income is and be able to create an opportunity for people, regular Muskegon Heights citizens, to have access to housing. That's number one. Number two is this. I sat with Ken Johnson, the mayor from downtown, and I gave him a lot of accolades for what Muskegon is doing downtown in terms of housing. And his response was, hey, come down here, take a look at some of the things we're doing, and then take it back to Muskegon Heights, tweak it as you need, mm-hmm. but we offer you that, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the second thing. The third thing is I met with the Business Association, and they're also concerned with housing. Housing is important to the business people as well because they want to be able to attract more clientele. But the reality is we have to have a plan that's solution-based. We have to, I don't want to say this,
mm-hmm.
but I have to. A lot of developers just don't want to mess with Muskegon Heights. To be honest with you, there's a plethora of developers that we can bring in to begin constructing and building houses. The issue is the leadership in Muskegon Heights sometimes get questioned by outside forces, and that keeps them at bay. I don't want to go in and deal with a hostile council. I don't want to go in and deal with people who doesn't have a finance department that's up and running. That's the reality that we face. I don't like to say it, but it's real. So the thing is, we have to be able to generate enough respect amongst ourselves, professional decorum, especially at our city council meetings, how we treat one another at our city council meetings,
mm-hmm.
because it's just not Muskegon Heights looking at us. It's the outside interest that wants to come in and do business with us, but it's put off a little bit by how we conduct ourselves during our meetings.
That's right? Real.
So if we want to start attracting prime development in Muskegon Heights, we got to be able to take accountability as leaders of Muskegon Heights on how we do business.
That's good.
We're going to the board. Elder McGruther said, very, very proud of you. Pastor Jerry Riley said, good man. He can't play spades, but he's a good man.
Like I got cheated.
Will Robinson, let him know you come from a place. Alder McGruter says, Mason Boulevard, do your best no matter what. I believe in you.
Thank you.
She also said, love the honesty. You're on the ballot next week. And if you win, and I don't know, I don't know the history of all the elected officials in Muskegon Heights, but I think you probably be the first person who would an ex-felon who will come back into your community and elected to serve the people. I think you're making history next week, Tuesday, if you win. And when you on that ballot, you bringing a lot of people with you. A lot of people is you're on their back.
Yeah,
and congratulations, man.
And you bring in that pressure.
Yeah, man.
Because of that, if you do win, everybody gonna be looking at you. They don't care about who the mayor is, they're gonna look at William Kitchen. Yeah. Like, well, okay, we gave you a chance. What you gonna do with it? So how do you feel about that pressure?
Man, I'm grateful that I'm a praying man.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I would be here or be able to withstand and endure anything without prayer. That's a lot of pressure for anybody to carry. But I urge my family in Muskegon Heights. I'm only one person. I'm not Superman. I'm not trying to be. But what I do have is a tendency to be able to work well with others. And our success depends on me working well with the current city council. The buy-in is important to refocus and to put our agendas out front and pursue them strategically. I'm going to ask that my fellow leadership members on city council help shoulder some of that burden with me, as I will for them. But we have to be honest with our people. This is why I can speak from the heart, because I believe that our leadership have done some amazing things. I believe they have dropped the ball in some instances. But what I'm trying to communicate to the people is that that's okay. We're human. It's not one person that hasn't dropped the ball. I believe where I'm going to stand in the gap is I'm going to communicate with you. If I drop the ball, I'm going to tell my people, like, we might not have should have did that. But we got a plan to fix it.
We shouldn't have made that decision.
We shouldn't have made that call. But we got a plan.
Right. I think that's true. Go ahead. True leadership, man.
Yeah.
True leadership. Linda Vine says, very impressive. He's done the work and research. Pastor Jerry Riley says, I trust him more than anyone on the council now. Wow. Huge. Huge. Darwin Smith said, who's at pretty much every city council meeting, William Kentrum is the man for the times to make changes, to tackle tough problems with candor and humility. That says a lot about you. Before you go, where are you watching the results at? Where are you going to be at Tuesday night?
Oh, man, I've been trying to figure that part out for a couple weeks. I've been diligently searching for places in Muskegon Heights. I got opportunities downtown to go and watch it, but I really wanted to try to find somewhere here in Muskegon Heights,
exactly,
where a group of us can attend and show the watch party. I do believe that it'll be historical in nature, in terms of my background. And if I could just speak to one thing, I've had tough conversations with many people in the comments throughout the years. One of the things that they will attest to is that I'm going to try to meet you in the middle. I don't mind having differences of opinion, but I promise that those differences of opinions and those disagreements will always end with love. There's people in the comments currently that are saying that they're proud of me and that they're impressed by me. What they won't tell you is we've been in Messenger and Facebook going back and forth all the time. Like, how can you think that way? Why would you say that? But the reality is not everyone is going to agree with each other. But that doesn't mean that we don't find common ground to be able to press forward for the interest of the people. When we remove our personal philosophies and ideologies and our personal goals away from what we're making decisions for the people on, the people win. And, you know, let's be honest. I want to win. I'm from Muskegon Heights. I live in Muskegon Heights. I want Muskegon Heights to win. My family on both sides, from the kitchen side, the Easters and Hueys, you know, we've been in this city for a long time. I was raised by a village, and that village has collapsed. And I want to stand in the gap and build the bridge back between the youth and the elders, between the old school and the new school. Right. I want to be able to build that bridge back so that we can reconstruct the village for these days and times. So I'm appreciated. I'm humbled, man, and I'm emotional a little bit by some of the comments that's coming in. And I thank y'all and I truly appreciate y'all. And if y'all don't get nothing else from me during my tenure on city council, you're going to get somebody that's going to fight for you and ain't scared to fight. I've been fighting all my life. So you're going to get somebody that's willing to stand there for you and fight for your interest.
Wow. Thank you, brother. Thank you for joining us today on this Friday afternoon. Wow. Very impressive. We know you. We don't have to do no introduction. We don't have to get in. We know you. We don't have you on radio a bunch of times. Yeah. Probably more than any other candidate outside of Ronald Jenkins, because he's involved in so much stuff.
Right.
But thank you for being available. I got to go. It's a Friday night in Accra, Ghana. The weather's beautiful. The ladies are looking beautiful. And I got my swag, so I'm ready to get out here and see what's happening in these streets.
Enjoy. Yeah,
Big Rob.
Just don't stand up right now. Wait till you're done.
No, I got clothes on, bro. I'm not a Detroit police officer.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you, bro.
I don't believe you. I'm not gonna stand up, but I got clothes on.
I don't want to see that.
No, you don't want to see that. I don't want to see that. Hey, y'all have a blessed weekend, holiday weekend, Muskegon. And Big Reds, handle your business. Michigan, handle your business. Lions, handle your business. Rob.
You ain't lying. All y'all handle y'all business.
Handle y'all business.
Because me and Paul, it'd be 3 o'clock in the morning, kitchen. We texting, 3 o'clock in the morning for him.
Yeah.
8 o'clock in the evening for me. And we texting each other back and forth on the edge of our beds watching football and stuff like that. So,
That's the only thing I hate about being out of the country. I got to stay up to 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock to watch football, man. It's okay, though. It's all good.
As long as you catch.
Kitchen, proud of you, man. All right?
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you guys for always being a support to me, man. Thank you.
Expect the email from me, hopefully tomorrow sometime. All right?
We'll do.
Peace and blessings, Muskegon. Going back to my music.